O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 8. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Jesus Strong and Kind by Colin Buchanan, Johnny Robinson, Michael Farren, and Rich Thompson. This song's phrases are short, simple, and poignant. The melody is equally fragmented, allowing for memorability. A group of children joins on several of the verses, a powerful reminder that, whether we are young or old, the song's chorus remains true. The Lord is good and faithful. We can always run to Jesus, Jesus strong and kind.
First Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 8. For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you is not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please man, but to please God, who tests our hearts. For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is our witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us.
Where do we look for examples of outstanding leadership amid a society facing a leadership crisis? The Apostle Paul is a great place to start. He demonstrates the virtues of Christ, the heart of Jesus for his people, highlighting Christ's way of relating to actually verify Jesus. You see, Paul's critics were ultimately against his Christ, and it's Christ's truth and goodness and love that Paul aims to maintain. You can hear their attacks against him and how he responds. Verse 3, "For our appeal does not spring from error, impurity, or any attempt to deceive, but were approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel." He says that we aim to please God who tests our hearts. They're not trying to be manipulative. And ultimately their concern, Paul and his colleagues, is the validity of the gospel. And when we aim to get people to like us, to approve of us, our integrity can begin to get skewed. But Paul says in verse 5, we never came with words of flattery. He wasn't a snake oil salesman. He wasn't trying to use them or impress them. And we need to remember that ultimately God is our witness and evaluator. We need to ask His Holy Spirit to search our hearts, to see if in our leadership there is too much ego and a desire to work people to our ends. In our places of leadership, may God mold us into leaders with integrity all the way through. Well, Paul demonstrates not just integrity, but also affection. He says, "But we were gentle among you." He brought a bold message that was delivered powerfully, yet protectively. Verse 11, "For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each of you and encouraged and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom." But Paul spoke these strong words tenderly and with heartfelt concern. Back up in verse 7, he said, "But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her children." Can you be more tender than a nursing mother caring for her young? See, Paul was hard-headed about the truths of the gospel, yet soft-hearted in how he delivered those truths. He was tough, but nurturing. His ministry to them is marked by parental fondness. The father of the whole Gentile mission had maternal affection for his people. This led John Stott to say, "It's lovely that a man as tough and masculine as the Apostle Paul should use this feminine metaphor." He goes further in verse 8, "Being affectionately desirous of you, we were here with you, not only sharing the gospel of God, but our very own lives, because we loved you dearly." Paul is not simply content to pass on the message, but he wanted to give of his heart to others, and he did. And so may the Lord make us leaders who demonstrate, like the Apostle Paul, integrity and affection. And in our teaching and other forms of ministry, may we share Jesus all the while sharing our hearts with others, because those for whom we care have become very dear to us.
Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people, and in our time, grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.